Energy policy has been a point of contention within the federal government, and it played a role in Malcolm Turnbull's demise as he struggled to please all of his colleagues. Following last week's leadership crisis, the party has hit reset. And while the message is obvious, the detail is lacking. Here's Stephanie Boris.
In his first speech as Energy Minister, Angus Taylor's message was clear.
My number one priority is very, very simple. It is to reduce power prices, and to do this while we keep the lights on.
The minister addressed a small business event declaring previous energy policies have been too complex.
The challenge now is to accept that we had a mess and that we're now fixing it, with only one aim above any other, to reduce prices while keeping the lights on.
While businesses and households will welcome the promise of lower power prices, industry is asking how it will be done.
We all want the same thing in this industry and across government as well, and that's lower prices for households and businesses. But in order to achieve those goals, we really need an overarching national climate and energy policy.
Sarah McNamara is the chief executive of the Australian Energy Council, which represents the nation's major electricity companies. She's concerned there isn't a clear plan in place.
Well, it's situation normal in the sense that for more than a decade now, we've had a policy vacuum in this space, and recent announcements by the government seem to suggest that vacuum may continue.
Angus Taylor's speech didn't include any detail about whether the government would introduce plans to lower carbon emissions. Shane Rattenbury, the ACT's Minister for Climate Change, is disappointed.
We've got to have a balanced approach to dealing with the energy sector. We need to deal with what's being coined the trilemma. We need to bring down energy prices, ensure reliability and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And if you ignore any of those, you are failing in your job as the Energy Minister.
The reason Angus Taylor is steering clear of carbon emissions comes down to politics. When Malcolm Turnbull was Prime Minister, he was planning on legislating a cut in carbon emissions. But he was forced to scrap that when a small but loud group of Conservative coalition MPs fought back. They argued households needed price relief and that had to be the focus. Salim Mazouz, an energy economist at the Australian National University, says cheaper bills are needed, but the government can't afford to ignore emissions.
People are suffering from the price increases that have been happening over the last decade. So it's very important to bring prices down. But to do that blind to emissions is a problem.
As to what those problems could be,
for example, the European Union is already looking at building into their trade negotiations, for example, adequate emission reductions by the countries they're negotiating with. So you can see the emergence of potential trade sanctions and other political pressure, diplomatic pressure essentially over time.
The energy sector has lacked a clear plan for the past decade, and the National Energy Guarantee was seen as the light at the end of the tunnel. The government declared it would reduce power prices, ensure the lights remained on, and reduce carbon emissions. It was trying to get the states and territories on board, and the ACT's Shane Rattenbury says as far as he's concerned, that policy is now dead.
We haven't really seen any policy direction come out yet. We've seen a lot of, positioning at this stage, but we've not seen any clarity on what the status of the National Energy Guarantee is.
There have also been differing views within the coalition about sources of power. As the new Energy Minister, Angus Taylor has tried to approach the debate in a way that keeps everyone happy.
I see a strong role for commercially viable renewables alongside a continued focus on coal and gas.
And he's brushed aside criticisms that he doesn't believe in climate change.
I'm not sceptical about climate science, but I am and have been for many years deeply sceptical about the economics of so many of the emissions reduction schemes dreamed up by vested interests, technocrats and politicians.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Labor will look at any new policy the government puts forward.
We're ready to win the climate change wars. It's not a matter of coal versus renewable. It's not a matter of gas versus coal. It's a matter of lower prices, lowering pollution.
Angus Taylor's speech was all about promoting the government's promise to reduce power prices. And while there were no new announcements, the minister is hoping he's hit reset on a contentious policy area.
Stephanie Boris reporting.